Ubit opens its crypto card to Brazil's 170 Miners consumers. Ubit has switched on service in Brazil, extending its tap-to-pay crypto card to what it describes as a market of 170 million people. The company announced the launch on July 2, 2026, framing it around a single idea: local settlement speed paired with the ability to spend crypto anywhere card payments are accepted. Brazil is a logical target. It is consistently ranked among the top countries for crypto adoption. Its regulator has moved early on stablecoin and exchange rules, and its instant payment network, Pix, has trained tens of millions of people to expect settlement in seconds. A crypto card that leans on that expectation has a receptive audience. The launch delivers access, not new economics. Ubit is not a traditional prepaid card in the mold most people picture. Its model is tap to pay. You fund a balance with crypto, and at the point of sale, the app converts what you spend into the merchant's currency over supported rails. The Ubit Visa card and the app's contactless payments extend that to standard card accepting terminals and mobile wallets. For a new Brazilian user, the practical change is access. Onboarding, funding, and spending inside the country are now supported rather than blocked at signup. That is the whole of what a country launch delivers on day one: availability, not new economics. Ubit's fee structure and its revamped rewards model apply the same way they do elsewhere. Worth stating plainly, because a launch post will not, this is an incremental geographic expansion, not a product overhaul. Brazilian users are getting the existing Ubit product, open to their market. The rewards picture for Brazilian spenders: Ubit reworked its rewards program earlier in 2026. Cashback now pays in stablecoin rather than gold, at 5%, capped at $200 a month, with a larger 10% rate paid in the OOB token, both unlocked at level 2 after $250 of cumulative spend over a rolling 90-day window. The cashback rewards only start earning at that tier, so a Brazilian cardholder testing the product with small purchases will sit at the base level until spending crosses the threshold. The OOB-denominated rate carries the usual caveat for any token-based reward. Its value moves with the token price. A 10% headline paid in a volatile asset is not the same as 10% in stablecoin, and a sharp drop can erase the paper gains between earning and cashing out. The stablecoin portion is the cleaner number to plan around. Fitting into Brazil's card options, Brazil already has a crowded field of crypto-linked cards, from global exchanges to regional issuers. Ubit's differentiator is the tap-to-pay flow and direct-from-balance spending, rather than a card tied to a single custodial exchange account. For users who want to keep funds mobile and spend across borders, that is the draw. The trade-off is the conversion spread taken at the point of sale, which sits on top of any disclosed fee. Anyone in Brazil weighing the option should check current supported assets and the local funding methods inside the app before committing a balance, since those details set day-to-day usability more than the launch headline does.